It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, you know, I mean, it's great. I like summer, personally, because it's warmer, but it's a great time here. No question. Boots, you all right?
Yeah, that is me.
All right,
to a
joining us right now is State Senator Jim Carlin, who had a press release this week he liked so much he sent it out twice. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. So the first line of this press release, and indeed the headline, is designed to get a reaction, and it's very interesting. Did Chuck Grassley buy votes for his grandson's election to Speaker of the House? Is the question that you are posing. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly what it said. I had a House member come to an event of mine, and he wanted to endorse me, but he said, you know, I don't think I can. I've gotten a pretty big check from Chuck the last two election cycles. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So I had somebody research it. There's some websites out there that you're probably familiar with. Open Secrets, Follow the Money, and, of course, the FEC filings. And some interesting things came up.
Okay. So, it's the other side of it I'm more interested in, I have to say. Because what you're saying is that your own colleagues in the Iowa House are for sale.
You know, if you want to put it that way,
I'm saying that's what you're saying.
Yeah. No, I get how that could be framed that way. But I think the bigger question is why do you give no money to the House pretty much for a couple decades and then throw $250,000+ to 57 House candidates in 2018? 2019, your grandson, Pat Grassley, runs for the speakership, gets elected, represents the House members that Grandpa will help them with their campaigns. And then in 2020, $535,000 finds its way into the House Majority Fund, and another $140,000 goes directly to House candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Simon, that came in a year when we lost the Senate, the presidency, and the House, and 71% of his money goes to House races where we're virtually guaranteed a House majority. So the question was...
Well, hang on, wait a minute. In 2020, a lot of people thought Republicans were going to lose the Iowa House.
Really? I don't think so, Simon.
Hmm.
I serve in the Senate. I never had that feeling.
In 2020, the Hawkeye PAC, which is what you're talking about, gave almost $169,000 to U.S. Senate candidates. It also gave an additional $30,000 to the National Republican Senate Committee in that 2020 cycle. That's basically $200,000 to help Republicans win the Senate. So he did that. Who was he buying?
Well, no, I think he's probably helping out his colleagues, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I thought the purpose of the Hawkeye PAC was to, you know, and he said this in his emails, in his fundraising, that we need to be sure we keep the Senate majority. Well, he didn't give any money to those Senate Georgia candidates when the majority was on the line.
He actually did. He gave $10,000 to Georgia for Senate.
Really?
Hmm.
Which candidate was that?
It was Georgia for Senate. It gave $10,000. So that's not right. But I'm far more interested in the fact that you believe your colleagues are for sale. So in order for what you're saying in this headline, and indeed the first line, did Chuck Grassley buy votes for his grandson's election to Speaker of the House, you have to go to the other side and say, well, Republicans in the Iowa House are for sale and can be bought to for their votes for Speaker of the House. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing.
No, Jim, we have to do this in a straight way. We got to do it in a straight way. Is that what you're saying? Is that it's a yes or no, buddy? No, I asked you a question which you don't want to answer.
You interrupted me. Of course I want to answer it.
Then answer it, please.
Okay. So you asked me, am I saying House candidates can be bought? Yeah. Am I saying every one of those people did that? You would have to ask them that.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to ask them that.
You serve in the Iowa Senate.
You should have them.
You serve in the Iowa Senate.
No. I'm not done answering your question.
Oh, okay.
So $300,000 from the Hawkeye PAC went directly to House candidates who had endorsed Chuck Grassley, if you research that. You know, and then Pat Grassley turns around a short time later and sends out a letter through his chief of staff saying, my grandfather would like your endorsement. Well, here's the thing. When the Speaker of the House says he wants you to endorse somebody and you say no, and I know this firsthand, I had a Veterans Trust Fund investment bill that would have made millions for needy veterans because it was only earning 0.8% of interest. And I asked the treasurer, can we find another way to invest this money? And she said, yes. She said, we can probably get you 5 to 8% to fund veterans who need to get their cars fixed, their air conditioning, their heating, their dental appointments. That got a bipartisan, unanimous vote in the Senate. It gets over to the House, and it doesn't get read in to the House record with 16 other bipartisan unanimous bills that get sent over from the Senate at the same time.
Okay.
Well, here's the point. He let the funnel pass. And that bill, which would have helped many, many, many Iowa veterans, didn't get passed. Or even it just got stuffed in a desk till the funnel passed.
Okay. The main point of this conversation is you have suggested, I think very clearly, that members of your own party in the Iowa House are for sale. Are members of your own party in the Iowa Senate for sale?
You'd have to ask them that. I think every.
No, I'm asking you. You're the guy making the accusation. You're saying, did Chuck Grassley buy votes? That means, in order for Chuck Grassley to buy votes, somebody has to be prepared to sell their vote. So we've established that's what you mean in the Iowa House. I'm asking you if you believe Republicans in the Iowa Senate are also for sale. I'm out of time. Well, I need a yes or no, really.
Well, I think when Senator Grassley puts close to $1 million into those races in the House, he's saying something.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We had more time, Simon.
Well, unfortunately, we don't. These things move on. I appreciate it. You take care, and we'll have you back, sir. Bye for now.